Harper Audio presents Surviving a Shark Attack on Land, Overcoming Betrayal and Dealing with Revenge, written and read by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. The real problem is in the hearts and minds of men. It is not a problem of physics, but of ethics. It is easier to denature plutonium than to denature evil from the spirit of man. Albert Einstein. Introduction. There is no explanation for evil. It must be looked upon as a necessary part of the order of the universe. To ignore it is childish. To bewail it is senseless. W. Somerset Maugham. I have written 12 adult books. The genesis of each and every one of them was the sense I got on my radio show of what was happening in our society, and I felt a driving need to respond. This is true from my first publication, 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives, almost a decade and a half ago, to the most recent in praise of stay-at-home moms with the proper care and feeding of husbands somewhere after the middle. This book is different. This book is about betrayal and its aftermath. The genesis of this book is my personal rage. This book was to be, when I conjured it up early in 2009, an act of revenge. I have always said on my radio program that I absolutely adore the concept of revenge, and I mean that with every fiber of my body. It is just nigh impossible to exact revenge without being immoral, illegal, or fattening. Damn. I love the short story by Edgar Allan Poe entitled The Cask of Amontillado. Here's a taste of my desire from his first paragraph. Quote, "The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as best I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge. You, who so well know the nature of my soul, will not suppose, however, that I gave utterance to a threat. At length I would be avenged. This was a point definitively settled, but the very definitiveness with which it was resolved precluded the idea of risk. I must not only punish, but punish with impunity. A wrong is unredressed when retribution overtakes its redresser. It is equally unredressed when the avenger fails to make himself felt as such to him who has done the wrong. Yeah, baby. One of my betrayers is dead. And that makes me mad. I wish him alive and well, so that he can experience the profound pain of knowing that his attempts at assassination ultimately failed, and I prevailed. Imagine being angry enough to wish someone alive versus dead. He was once a mentor, and I thought a dear friend. I did realize his insecurities were a major part of his personality, but he'd been kind and supportive and was quite witty and interesting. I was in my 20s with not much life experience to make me more wary. As he aged and his career waned, he turned mean. To jumpstart renewed media awareness of himself, he trotted around to radio programs and so-called journalists to say disgusting things about me and sold 30-year-old pictures of me in the nude to Hustler. The photos with a sweet expression and bottom covered were indeed me, but disgusting pictures appropriate for Hustler with bottom uncovered were manufactured. These pictures are all over the internet and will be so for the rest of my life. That betrayal keeps on giving. Saturday Night Live used a comedian to play my minor son discovering these photos. In real life, my son had to deal with this in school. This person got his 15 minutes of infamy and then went back into oblivion. Meanwhile, the idea that a conservative commentator had posed in the nude turned into a media shark frenzy. This was a large attempt to diminish me in the eyes of the public so that my messages would be dismissed. More than that, on a personal level, he took a private and innocent moment from decades before and made it public and ugly. It was humiliating and made my life hell. That betrayal cut deep. Yet there was nothing I could do about it, except defend myself and my reputation. This book is in part autobiographical, but I will not be betrayed and tell by naming names. However, I intend to be reasonably open about my experiences and the pain they caused. While the motivation for this book was my own accumulated and finally exploded pain and fury, the ultimate goal of these writings is to commiserate with you all, as there is no one out there who hasn't experienced betrayals that have resulted in humiliation, pain, and loss of reputation, employment, family, or friends, as well as physical illness resulting from the stress. Betrayal seems to be a universal and eternal reality of the nature of human beings. We barely get into Genesis when one brother, in a fit of sibling rivalry over a perception of God's favor, kills the other brother. Biblical human history starts with Eve betraying God and suckering Adam into a bite of forbidden fruit. Adam then betrays Eve by throwing her under the bus, making her take responsibility for his action in munching what he shouldn't. Whether or not you look at biblical writings as history or metaphor, we're left with the same conclusion. Betrayal seems an inevitable, vicious, devastating, horrific part of the human condition.